2 weeks of intense competition.
If people do not agree with you, coming out and standing in their faces will not change that.
It's down to the final four.
Corporal punishment develops the brain, according to science. Take it or leave.
This week, Nigeria Info FM will crown the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament champion. But who will it be? Tanvita Kaushik.
Repeating points isn't going to help. The public is just going to annoy them. Well, they're not just repeating points. They're spreading awareness.
Emanuela Nnadi.
Do you also know that corporal punishment has also led a girl named Oyinye Abariwe, a 14-year-old student in Imo State, losing her sight because of corporal punishment? Why? Just for coming late to school.
And Uchechukwu Golden.
Cryptocurrency platforms do not allow the involvement of the government and their regulatory bodies.
Are live Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thursday at 3 p.m. it's the third place match. And then at 5 p.m. it's the final. One winner. 1 million naira. Sponsored by Nigeria Info FM and obiwizi.com.
All right, Lagos, it's time for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. We're officially in the semi-finals. Today, I have the first two of our final four debaters. They are battling for the first spot in the final this Thursday and a chance to win 1 million naira. But that's not the only prize up for grabs. Obiwizi.com is sponsoring the I Beg to Differ tournament. Obiwizi.com is Nigeria's home of new and pre-owned gadgets, offering customers at affordable prices, offering warranty, offering repair, offering advisory and after sales service. And they have prices for the top three finishers. The third prize is a JBL Bluetooth speaker and a Porodo smart watch valued at 118,000 naira. Second prize is a Nintendo Switch valued at 257,000 naira. And the champion will get a desktop PC, HP DeskJet 2710 printer, and Bluegate UPS valued at 373,000 naira. And that's in addition to the 1 million naira cash prize from Nigeria Info FM Lagos. So yeah, there's no pressure at all to the kids who are in the studio at the moment. Now, a big thank you to obiwizi.com. You can visit their branches in Ikeja, Lekki, or in Abuja. Their website is, you guessed it, obiwizi.com. That's obiwizy.com. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. Just reach out to us on Nigeria Info if you want to be a part of this amazing tournament. You can be a part of the one that will end on Thursday, or you can be a part of the ones that will happen next year. Now let's debate. Here are the contestants. Our first debater is in class 9 at Avicenna International School. She's 13 years old. Tanvita Kaushik, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Our second debater is a JS3 student at Ifako International Secondary School. He is 12 years old. Emmanuel Afolarin Busari, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, class 9 and JS3 is the same thing. So you can see today they're evenly matched. They're both in JS3. They're both almost equal in age. One is 12, the other is 13. So, you know, it's fire for fire today. The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. You'll get 2 minutes first to present your positions. Then you'll get another 2 minutes for rebuttal rounds to address the points that your opponents made. And then, because this is the semifinals, you will also get a closing round. So this hasn't happened to both of you before, but you'll both do this for the first time today. You get a closing round to make any final points. I will judge all three rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. Number of opponent points addressed. The strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes in the tiebreaker round to debate in favor of your opponent's position. Now, you'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponents, and new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, you already know what both of you are debating. Nigeria is ready for electronic voting. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. Emmanuel, you pick first, and then Tanvita. All right, while they're opening it, let me remind you, Lagos, that we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our Facebook live stream, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also live on YouTube. You can watch there, Nigeria Info FM. Remember, we're not taking your calls anymore, so just get online and leave your thoughts there, leave your comments there, and we'll take them as we go along. We're not going to take calls until we've announced results and the kids have left the studio. Who's supporting?
I'm supporting.
Which means Emmanuel is opposing. Okay. All right, then. It's time for the first round, the presentation round. Let's start with Tanvita, the motion supporter, and then we'll come to Emmanuel, the motion opposer.
Thank you so much. We all win when democracy triumphs. This was a statement made by the current governor of Kaduna after the iconic moments where citizens of the states voted on electronic voting machines, making Nigeria the second African country to ever use the system. Good day, honorable judges, my esteemed timekeeper, my fellow co-debates, and our wonderful listeners. My name is Tanvita Kaushik. I'm 13, representing Avicenna School, and I'm for the motion that states Nigeria is ready for electronic voting. Firstly, Nigeria needs electronic voting because of the electoral violence that tends to take place. Due to the discretion and simplicity of e-voting, it's close to impossible for voters to be swayed or physically harmed during the voting process. Secondly, e-voting is more inclusive for people with disabilities, from audio recordings to visual aids to adjustable heights for people in wheelchairs. The models used for e-voting allow for 27 million Nigerians to vote in comfort and privacy. Thirdly, the electronic collation of votes allows for more accurate and faster counting, rather than the traditional method of hand counting and sorting the votes, which is not as transparent as e-collation, which also prevents false results to be stated by electoral officers, and it also helps to curb the spread of misinformation. Fifthly, it allows for citizens of Nigeria stuck outside Nigeria to have a say in the leaders that they want, which is extremely relevant during this COVID time. Citizens living outside Nigeria contribute $21.7 billion through diaspora remittances as of 2020, so they certainly deserve their right to vote in any way possible. Speaking of COVID protocols, it's extremely easy to sanitize e-voting models and maintain social distancing with minimal staff rather than using pieces of paper and thousands of ad hoc staff being present. Moving on to those ad hoc staff, there'd be fewer of them present at voting polls, leading to fewer scruffles over disagreements at polling stations. Next, to quote the head of INEC, Professor Mahmoud Yakubu, our current voting population is over 84 million Nigerians, and it does not make any economic sense to use the ballot paper system for a country that doesn't even produce its own paper. Compare the repeated expenses of ballots with the one-time cost of purchasing e-voting models and software. Additionally, Professor Yakubu stated that over 40 companies had already indicated interest in hardware and software production. Seventhly, e-voting will help increase voter turnout from a meager 35% when we replace the paper ballot system with e-voting because the youth are going to be intrigued by the high tech. In conclusion, the question remains, when every other aspect of everyday life, when every other aspect of the world is moving towards technology, why is our electoral system remaining behind? Why can't it do the same? Thank you.
Thank you very much. And well done. All of that done in 2 minutes. Good job, Tanvita. Well done. Lagos for streaming live. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's for Facebook. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Emmanuel, your time starts now. Is that mic good enough for you? Do you want to bend it so that it's comfortable for you? All right, your time starts now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my fellow debater, my attentive listeners. My name is Afolani Busari Imara with Akwa International Secondary School, and I'm here to oppose the motion which states that Nigeria is ready for e-voting. Readiness, according to Oxford Dictionary, means to be in a suitable state for action. But our government, are they in a suitable state to adopt a more efficient way of choosing our leaders? Are they ready to allow transparency to take place in our election? The following points of mine, I hope to answer those questions. The government are not ready to adopt a free and fair means of election. Most of our elections have been rigged somewhere or another. Our elections speak for themselves. And if the e-voting was to be introduced, it won't be easy for them to manipulate, which they won't take lightly. It slows down the election process. It was noticed by a correspondent during the morning crossfire on Nigeria Info that during the Anambra local Anambra election, that the machines had problem capturing the fingerprints and faces of the voters. Not only that, it took almost 20 minutes to get one voter accredited, which discourages people from exercising their rights as voters. Power and internet outage. Power in Nigeria is epileptic. It's no news in Nigeria. And from my research, an EVM, an electronic voting machine, time capacity is 12 hours. So if an entire voting process takes more longer than 12 hours, what then happens to the voting process? Same time internet that goes off and on. With Nigeria's depleted foreign reserve and high debt profile, how easy will it be to raise billions of dollars? Precisely $736 billion US dollars to purchase the e-voting machines and to get them installed. Not to talk about the time that will be spent in training staff. The literate population will not find this to get accustomed with the e-voting machines, even the illiterate as well. And those that are supposed to put them through the officials might do not have the proper understanding and the intellectual to use the machine. The following points of mine hope I've been able to convince you and also confuse you that Nigeria is not ready for e-voting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. You have one more minute to go. So just remember that it's better for me to ring the bell and tell you your time is up than to not use up your entire time and not make all the points that you can make. But well done. Good job. That was fantastic. Brilliant. Now, you're our old customer, so you know that we start with the opposer first. So, Emmanuel, it's time for the rebuttal round, and you will start first.
Okay, I'll still like to start my rebuttal round by addressing the point that she made, which is COVID-19 prevention. Is it if voting is taking place, is either they use touch screen or levers, which involves a lot of interaction, which means they are touching either the screen or the levers. And who told you that there are no COVID-19 particles on their hands, which could be transferred from one person to another during the touch process? And paper production. Though they are importing paper, but technology cannot be entrusted with something as serious as election. Election is something that decides who leads an entire country for a particular period of time. And machines, if candidate A was to be chosen and then candidate B was the one that lights up, what then happens? Disability, convenience for those who are disabled. Thank you.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Well done. Good job. All right, Ambita.
Thank you. All protocols being duly observed, I'd like to address some of the points my opponent made. Firstly, the rigging of elections. That's actually already, that's claimed to have happened in Brazil, but there's lots of international pressure on a country that refuses to have a certain system due to corruption in the country. So if Nigeria refuses to use the e-voting system, even when it's completely ready, because the people in power are not ready for there to be no corruption, there will be international pressure that will force a country to conform to international standards. Furthermore, you talked about power in Nigeria. Well, you actually don't need that much for an e-voting machine, as long as you have backup generators and cooling systems for the machine to not overheat, and that's pretty much all you need. Furthermore, when you talk about the money, it requires a lot of money. Like already said, when you compare the repeated cost of producing paper for ballots and then the one-time cost of buying e-voting models and then constantly updating them, it's obvious that the paper ballots cost much more than the e-voting models would. Furthermore, you talked about illiterates not having a proper understanding or even illiterate people not being able to understand. Well, there are three stages of an election, right? You've got pre-election, the election day, and post-election. During the pre-election day, NGOs go out with flyers and merchandise in order to re-educate the public on how election day works. So obviously, if we were to switch to e-voting, the NGOs would just have to adopt another way of teaching the public, but one way or the other, the public would be educated. So those were all the points that I was able to gather from your speech, and I hope that I've been able to rebut them as expected. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanvita. Good job. Well done. Lagos, don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. But if you miss the debate on radio while it's live, you can catch it again on Wazobia Max TV. We are on DSTV at channel 259 and on UHF 57. Just tune to UHF 57 on your regular TV. You don't need cable, and you can watch this debate every day from 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. On the weekends from 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's time now for the closing round. Final words on the topic. We're going to start with Tanvita, the motion supporter.
Thank you so much. All protocols duly observed. I'd like to use this time to state some more points in my favour, clarify some of the rebuttals my lovely co-debater made, and lastly round up my statement. So my first point is that the organisation and smoothness of e-voting increases the international presentability of Nigeria, because when elections take place, the EU is watching, the AU is watching, and it's more beneficial to look more organised. In fact, secondly, in the post-election period, INEC needs to write up post-election reports, which nearly takes about 6 to 7 months. But with digital analysis of voter turnout and authentication, we'd improve INEC's efficiency as well. Speaking of INEC, the safety of INEC staff would also be protected through e-voting. With the conventional method of voting, INEC staff are usually kidnapped, as seen in 2014 in Abuja, in order to print fake votes. But with e-voting, INEC staff can't really do much to alter the votes that have already been recorded. Now to address some of the rebuttals that my opponent made. Firstly, you mentioned that touchscreen technology is going to be how do you know that a person does not already have COVID particles on their hand? Well, those things are sanitized. It's already happening, like right now. Whenever somebody touches a surface, it's immediately sanitized, and another person touches it. And for something as huge as an election, as you've been saying, it's definitely going to be taken care of, that like there's going to make sure that our COVID protocols are noted. Furthermore, you stated that technology cannot be trusted for something as big as an election. Well, every company has digital files and digital like security. Every country has digital files and digital versions of its files. So you can't really say that technology cannot be trusted for something as important as the elections, when countries are already using it for much more important security information. So in a nutshell, 67% of our daily life has already been digitized in the past 7 years, and elections basically decide the state of our lives. They elect the people that are going to control our everyday lives. They're such a fundamental part of our lives, and to actually make them fair and equal, they should be digital as well, for increased safety, international presentability, and to increase the voter turnout, as I've already stated before. Thank you.
Thank you, Tamvita. Good job. Well done. Right in the nick of time there. I feel like she has a clock in her head. All right. Again, Lagos, you can listen via Facebook. You can watch, actually, via Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also watch via YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You can listen online if you have to leave your car or wherever it is that you are listening to this debate from. You can listen in your car via app or via the website www.nigeriainfo.fm. I'm available on social media, so go ahead and follow me, Sandra Ezekwesili online, S Ezekwesili online. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the I Beg to Differ tournament. Now it's time for the closing argument from the motion opposer, Emmanuel Bosari. Your time starts now.
I would like to start my closing conclusion round by stating that not only is Nigeria not ready for e-voting, but there are also some certain disadvantages that e-voting brings. From my research, the results from each polling unit will be transferred via VPN, which is virtual private network, which however can be a subject to attack by hackers, which would thereby not make the elections free and fair. The manufacturers for the EVMs, the electronic voting machines, keep their source code somewhere locked away. But you know, as they say, money makes the world go round. So if the manufacturer was to be given it was to be paid handsomely to give out their source code, don't you think he or she would give in? Like I said before, the amount of money that will be used to purchase and install the EVMs is $736 billion, which is more than half of INEC's budget for the year, which won't be easy for them to purchase. And also, not to talk about the amount of time that will be spent on training the officials who will put the voters through on how to use it. And on that note, I conclude that Nigeria is not ready for e-voting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Good job. Well done. Brilliant work from both of you. Brilliant work from both of you. So for this round, we told them that they could come into the studio with their own notes, because if you're going to do an opening round, a rebuttal round, and a closing round, you need to remember a lot of your points. So for this particular round, we allowed them to come into the studio with bullet points of the points that they would like to make in the debate. And, we've come to the end of it. Thank you both for a fantastic debate. Thank you both for giving us fire today. Thank you both for being a part of this thing since it started and getting to this point. You've done amazing. Well done to both of you. So the two times that Emmanuel was here, there was a tie. first time he was on the show, there was a tie. The second time he was on the show, there was a tie. Will there be another tie today? Dun, dun, dun. Let's take a look at the results that have come in and see how you both did. For your presentation round, Tanvita scored 8 points. Emmanuel scored 5 points. Your presentation style earned Tanvita 5 points, Emmanuel 4 points. During the rebuttal round, Tanvita scored 4 points, Emmanuel scored 2. Your rebuttal style earned Tanvita 5 points, Emmanuel 4 points. For the closing, Tanvita scored 5 points, Emmanuel scored 3 points. Your closing style earned Tanvita 5 points and Emmanuel 4 points. With a total of 32 points, Tanvita Kaushik moves on to the final. Congratulations and well done, Tanvita.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, thank you so much for taking part. Remember, you're coming back for the third place match on Thursday. Okay? Thursday, 3 p.m., you're coming back here for the third place match show. So go home, get ready. We're going to send you the topic that you're debating as soon as you get home. We'll send that to you today so that you can get ready for the third place match. And good luck. But thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for giving us a fantastic debate. Well done. Good job. All right, I'm sure your family members are waiting downstairs. So go on down and meet them. And all the best on Thursday to both of you. You in the final, you in the third place match. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Ah, this was good. It was really good, wasn't it? It was really, really good, wasn't it? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I will take your calls. I want to hear what you thought of this particular round. We'll have the third place match on Thursday, 3 p.m. and the final on Thursday, 5 p.m. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.